saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence. Android.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Ah, Greg, you just had to jump in early, didn't you, buddy?
Bro, I can't see shit, so I have no idea what's going on. There we go. Now I can see.
Great,
I have no idea. I was left in the dark.
As soon as I fucking hit stream, OBS just fucking closed.
Yep.
Oh.
And I had to, I was like, shit, I was getting it going. And you're like, so would you restart OBS or something?
Well, yeah, because I can't see anything. You got to click a button, dude.
Oh, geez. How's it going, folks? How's it going?
Well, not so good. There was a military helicopter, Black Hawk helicopter.
Yep. Big old Black
Hawk. Just collided with a passenger flight. So
yeah, that is not good. Both ended up landing in the fucking river.
Explosion, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah, there was an explosion.
60 or 70 passengers on one plane.
64. They rescued four. That's the latest that we've heard. So this is all happening right now. Everybody.
Good.
So this
it's not good.
That's not good numbers.
I know.
I seen the Black Hawk helicopter, they located it, and it was upside down, almost fully submerged. Yeah. And they don't think anyone on that survived.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because the Black Hawk helicopter was on its approach for runway 33, and everybody's going, okay, Freemasons behind this shit. Here we go. Mm. No.
Is that what they were going to?
So that's where that Black Hawk helicopter was going to. And
who said that?
It's an article that I sent Chris, so hopefully he has it pulled up. It's the Daily Mail article. Uh-oh.
Dude.
Good?
That's a good fucking beer.
Oh, my God. You just came. Woo! Dude, that Black Cox and beer, dude.
Oh, dang. Well,
sorry I interrupted there, but...
I guess I'll try
it. It was a new beer, a sour, and I took a... That was better than mine.
It was a nice crack, dude.
Mm.
I picked up a new one. I was like, I'm going to try this, and whoo, that is good.
Yeah?
It's not bad.
Uh-oh.
That's fucking good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty... it's pretty sweet, dude.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
It's 6%.
There you go. Are we doing a commercial for him?
No.
Sweet tooth.
No.
So this the Federal Aviation Authority said that a jet, this was like a Bombardier CRJ 700. I don't know why I said that like a French man. Bombardier.
Well, that's the problem right there. You can't say Bombardier on a plane.
Bombardier. Yeah, bomb is right there. So you can't say that. But, yeah, so this is just happening. There's footage all over X. Everybody's kind of reporting on this, whether or not this was intentional. Because it's like, dude, why were the Black Hawk helicopters flying in the path of these airlines?
Well, from what I read, I think it's on this Ezra, Shadow of Ezra or whatever on X. They're reporting that the plane was given the okay by flight control or whatever to approach for landing. And the helicopter was there.
The helicopter was not supposed to be there. So what they were saying was, is there's a lot of helicopter traffic in DC.
Yep.
And there's like, you know, well-known policy and strict rules about flying around, especially around air. Is it Reagan? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
International. And for whatever reason, they weren't aware of why this particular Black Hawk had gone in the pathway of the airport. It was not supposed to. So that would lend to the whole it's on purpose thing, you know.
Well, and it is interesting because, you know, the Black Hawk was headed towards runway 33. It had three soldiers on board. Very interesting. Apparently, Donald Trump has been made aware of this. They're saying that the doomsday plane with Donald Trump on it is headed towards the crash site.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
I have no idea if that's legit.
Well, it's first reported that the Black Hawk helicopter was first tracked over by the CIA building.
Oh, yeah, so, like coming from
Langley. So they were like doing some extracurricular over at the CIA headquarters.
I mean, I want to let this like absorb a little bit. I feel like no. We're what, 2 hours? Is it about 2 hours?
I don't think it's that long.
I don't think it's been that long. I mean, I got to update maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, but there's no way they know all this information. I mean, I can understand the landing because obviously the
you can do live fucking like flight path tracking and.
I understand that, but like the details, I just don't know how quick those details are going to come out. Like they don't even know why this Black Hawk was there, but they know how many people are on it right now. Would they even release that right away? Like I'm not.
Yeah, they did. They said there was three military personnel on the plane.
Yeah. But see, the problem is like when you have a mass casualty, and we see this with shootings, right? There's like 10 dead, and then there's like 5 dead, and there's like 8 dead, and then there's fucking 30 dead, and then there's 10 dead. You know what I mean? Like it changes. Right. Everybody wants to have the first. So I'm like. Some of the details, like I think, are interesting, but the runway, that makes sense. The flight would say that.
I just bookmarked something that Banielson saved in the Telegram chat, but I found it on X. So this is Truthhammer, and he's basically saying like there's no way that this is intentional. Oh wait, actually, I don't know if I bookmarked it on the right one. So hold on just a second here.
No, you didn't.
Let's see here. Let's see, just real quick. Okay, now it is bookmarked. But this guy is going on saying, like, this is either an accident or the plane was the target and the helicopter was the weapon. We need to know who was on that plane, and hopefully it wasn't anybody who was about to testify in any important matters. The plane was on a predictable track and assigned to the runway rarely used, per ABC News report tonight. The helicopter flew irregularly and then rose to meet the altitude of the plane and then changed directions to intercept in the last few seconds of the flight. And he has like this trajectory map of the flight pattern of the helicopter. Maximum allowed height for the helicopter is 200 feet, which is where it was up until 37 seconds before impact, surging from 200 feet to 350 feet just seconds before impact is a deliberate maneuver, and it takes considerate power to climb.
Well, you would have to guess that maybe they were climbing in altitude rapidly to try to miss the plane.
They were at 200 feet, dude. They would have missed the plane if they would have just stayed still and stayed on course.
So the plane was coming into land, and it was at a higher altitude?
Yeah. Which, I mean, it makes sense. It's just, you know, it might be at a different altitude before it was coming in.
Yeah, I
don't know. I don't know who this guy is or what he knows about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They were saying that runway 33 is not often used, though.
Well, it is used. So that was one of the people I was talking that is not a main runway, but it is used when there's weather issues or like wind issues that they have to come in from a different angle. So it's not a non-used thing. It's used for certain crosswinds and other such weather issues. Now, we do know it's cold, it's windy, you know, there's been snow and a lot. But in fact, the river there actually has ice because it's so cold. So that was one of the guys that had called in, not to our show, obviously, but to one of the shows I was watching, was saying that, this is crucial for the survival of anybody that's actually living still, is how cold this water is. So
yeah, they don't got much time if they're sitting in ice water.
No.
I think they were saying it was 37 degrees.
The water was?
I mean, it's probably about that. But all I'm trying to say is we do have some extreme weathers. I'm not sure what DC's looking like. So if there is weathers or crosswinds or, it can be used. That runway can be used. So I want to just make sure that it's not something where it's like, hey, this is a runway that's never used. And all of a sudden it is, right?
Well, apparently this was mentioned in an ABC News report that they were saying, this isn't really used that often.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Chris, I did save a bookmark of the trajectory of the plane. Kind of just looking like a linear pathway, nice and smooth. And then the helicopter was all kind of jagged.
This one
almost looks like it was reaching to hit this thing. Look at this. So the jagged line is the helicopter, right?
Hmm.
And it's going all over the place and then just kind of kablammo. But that's interesting about the last several seconds. So see that last line That must have been the climb from 200 feet to 330 feet. Oh, is it 330 feet or 350?
350.
350, okay. I didn't want to see another 33 up in here.
But it was gradually climbing. It was 200 feet over here, and then in here it was 300 feet, and then it went to 350.
So from that whatever island or that, not island, but that little peninsula that you see right there.
Yeah, you're right.
It was climbing the entire time. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to be careful of this wordage, man. I don't know who that dude is either, but when you say like he climbed to 350, that makes it sound like the helicopter went straight up. You know, just to fucking take this thing out.
Well, it was within 27 seconds or 37 seconds. Yeah, 37 seconds he rose up to 150 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, that could have just been there. They were leaving and climbing in altitude from wherever they just came from, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm trying to say. It's
but
like,
these jagged 90-degree turns are weird.
It's a helicopter. Mm-hmm.
I know it's fully capable of doing that, but like they didn't already have a set direction of where they were going.
Well, and then is it true that they're only allowed to fly at 200 feet?
That's what they were saying. That's what they were saying. In certain areas, yes. In the area, 200 feet was kind of the, at least that's what they were talking about. And listen, I got to be honest with you. I don't trust these fucking lines. I don't trust these fucking lines. No, because here's the thing. When I flew back from Washington, right, I was by myself, and I was bored. So what I was doing is I had the map up.
Oh, tracking where you were.
So I was tracking. I was like, oh, yeah, because I was looking at our trajected path, and it said that we were going to go through, was it New Mexico, the alien place, Roswell. And I was like, sweet, dude. I want to look at Roswell. We flew right over New Mexico. So I was like window watching. You know what I'm saying? But I was watching the map that it said we were on, right? We were way the fuck off. Like, not even close, bro. Like, it said that we were, like, growing right over Roswell. We were, like, fucking, I could see it, like, glistening off in the distance. Like, it was not even close, man.
Doesn't it depend on the app that you use, though? Like, what app were you using?
I was using United Airlines app. So
So I don't know if that's like legit.
You don't know if the airplane site is legit. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
They're not like in it for the win it. You know?
Listen, I don't know that this is legit. See, that's all I'm trying to say. Like, it may not be legit, but I don't know that this is also legit. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to question the actual lines that they show me.
It is weird to me that the flight control or whatever that's called that tells them you got the fucking okay. Mm-hmm. How did they not know that the helicopter was there? Did it not have like a recorded flight path or where it was going?
Well, radar should have shown it, you know.
Yeah, like
sure. Well, and that's why people are saying this must be intentional. Dude, can we show some footage of the crash? I think we have some of that.
The only thing I think is that unless that 200 feet being at the
under
200
radar.
Feet, well, no, not under radar, but that's the norm, and so the plane will make it over that, no problem. Because they were saying that these helicopters fly under the planes all the time at the 200 feet level.
Right.
So when it started to...
Yeah, I was looking at videos on X and like there were people saying, hey, I just was flying in this area.
Yeah.
And here's a footage of me like recording Blackhawks from my flight when I landed. Mm-hmm. It was like during the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like...
Here's one. It's like a weather cam or whatever this is. Earth cam.
You'll see way like, down there, the flashing light down there.
Yeah, and kind of zoom in on it here. You can see.
Look, the helicopter comes in like a freaking missile, dude. Dude, what if it was like one of those autonomous Blackhawks and it got taken over or something? Because there's this big like AI war going on right now,
if
right?
It was
with China, DeepSake.
Why would there be people on
DeepSake?
DeepSake.
I like that, dude.
Deep is it called DeepSake?
DeepSeek.
DeepSeek. I honestly want to say Deep Steak because I like that, dude. It makes me hungry. But you have like the China AI, right?
So yeah, I don't know. If it was autonomous, why would there be three fucking military personnel on there?
Right. Unless there wasn't, and that's just what we're being told, but
that's what I'm saying though. Like nothing is believable yet. You know what I'm saying? Like there's too much. Now, to be fair, like when you, this happens all the time where there's close calls at airports all the time, right? So like these people's eyes are really these, you know, the airports, what are they called? You just said it. The operator that tells them that you're
flight control.
So they're listening to flight control. Like you're clear, you're good to go. You have no planes in the area.
Flight control to Major Tom.
There you go. But how many Donald do we Trump? Have? We yeah. decided
do
at Houston.
Do not go to 350 feet.
There we go.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Avoid runway 33.
But my point is there's close calls all the time at airports. You know what I'm saying? Where like one tries to come in and one's leaving. They could be catastrophic, but usually they're fine. They clear them. Mm-hmm. So my point by saying that is these planes aren't always, they're using what they're hearing from flight control to kind of go. And so maybe neither knew that they were even in the air. It's also dark outside. I mean, I know there's lights and stuff, but it's possible that they just straight up hit each other. Like they didn't even know it was coming and
for
there
sure.
it was, you know?
Yeah. So Donald Trump just released a statement. I have been fully briefed on the terrible accident that just took place at Reagan National Airport. May God bless their souls. This sucks, dude. I'm going to stop doing it. Thank you. Thank you for the incredible work being done by our first responders. I am monitoring the situation and will provide more details as they arise.
Yeah, so not on the doomsday plane. I mean, come on. He's yeah. probably just chilling in the White House right now.
Who, Trump? Well, yeah, they didn't say Trump briefed, was on the doomsday plane. They just said the doomsday plane was flying.
Oh, is that what it was?
Around there, yeah.
Right, but what is the doomsday? Isn't that what
I think
Trump
it's
flies
a
on?
No? It's like a just in case plane. I think it's like if shit were to go down, yeah. the doomsday plane.
But I think that's where the president would go, right?
Maybe, go but it's flying. It's flying around all the time, though.
Yeah,
I don't know if it ever fucking just lands and sits. I think it's just constantly flying.
Yeah,
that's a
so
good question. I don't know.
The helicopter was on approach to runway 33 at Reagan National Airport around 9 p.m. local time.
The helicopter?
So that was around 6 p.m. our time.
That doesn't make sense. The helicopter?
Yeah, so hold on here. This is the FAA. So the PSA Airlines Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet collided in midair with a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter while on approach to runway 33. So the airline was on approach to runway 33.
I was going to say the airline for sure.
And the PSA was operating as flight 5342 for American Airlines. It departed from Wichita, Kansas. Yeah. So, isn't it weird? It's like nearby the Kennedy Center. And then you had RF Kennedy Jr., kind of like do his thing today.
Yeah. It's DC, right? So it's like all these people are right. It's like right there.
Just like that's Kennedy, what I'm everything.
If this was in Portland, it wouldn't be getting any of this shit. It's the fact that it's in DC. That's where all the DC people are.
Well, yeah, and
there's a lore
you're
behind
something
it.
Like this in DC, and the first thing you think was who's on the planes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because you have testifying like what, Cash Patel?
His is right? tomorrow, I think.
Right. Tomorrow. Yeah. So it's like very soon. And then what's her nose? Storm, right? From Hawaii.
Oh,
the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard.
I can never remember her name.
I know, dude.
When
like
out,
I
like,
see
Storm.
Her face.
I'm like, fuck
yeah, she's
Storm.
An X-Men.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
With the gray.
Yeah.
No, that would be Rogue, dude. Rogue was the
one.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
you're right.
Yeah, Rogue
not
had,
Storm.
The, had that fucking
Tulsi
nice
Gabbard role. is Rogue.
I mean, Rogue, that's Rogue. True. For a cartoon character, Rogue was pretty hot, dude.
Yep.
I mean, Tulsi's not bad looking, but Rogue.
And isn't that, it is weird because like Rogue, you couldn't touch her or you would like die.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Just the craziest shit, dude. Like so, you can have me if you want to go. You know what I mean?
RFK's, he's got that looks to kill.
RFK's was today and everyone was kind of freaking out about, like it was blowing up everywhere most of the day today.
Oh yeah, dude. I actually saved a clip of Elizabeth Warren if you want to play it.
Oh god, yeah, that was just atrocious.
And it's basically just a 9-second clip of like a summary of what you've heard of, from Elizabeth Warren. Hold on, it's not the culture war. Let's see.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. This is it. Oh! It's Elizabeth Warren, everybody!
Man, she's like beating that nose, dude.
Yeah! What is she? 1/3,024th Indian?
Yeah, man.
Pocahontas.
Dude, if she actually did that though in real life, you'd be like, "What?"
I think she did do that at one, like when she was trying to drink the beer and be cool. I think she did that.
I don't think she wah-wah, dude. No way.
Wah-wah? Is that what that's called?
I think so.
I didn't know we were playing the guitar, dude. Right, you got that wah pedal. You can't call it wah. That's racist. That's
Waha.
Yeah, no, she was 1,024th Cherokee. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
So she deserves it.
Didn't Trump say that he was more Cherokee than she was?
I think he was. Yeah, you know?
Probably, dude.
No, but she did. She did throw a fucking fit because RFK tried saying that, like, you're telling me that I can't or you don't want me to sue the big pharmaceutical companies. And right. She goes, no, I didn't say that.
I know she was.
Well, do you have the clip? So, like, she was asking him if he would
take money,
not go after big pharma within his administration and then 4 years afterwards. And he's like, so you're asking me not to sue big pharma?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm saying you can't make money off of them.
I'm like, yeah, saying that, like, can you promise that you're not going to take any money from big pharma? And he's like, I don't think they would even want to give me money. Because
I don't think she said that, would they?
Yeah, it was her or the other gal, whatever her name was. But one of them said that, you know, are you going to guarantee that you're not going to take money? And he's like, I don't think they would even give me money, to be honest with you. And that you Elizabeth Warren, on top of Bernie Sanders, are the two highest paid government officials that get paid from big pharma, which is very, very odd.
Yeah, last year, I think alone, it was like 600-something thousand totally. Mm-hmm. Like Elizabeth Warren has made 2.something million from big pharma. So it's like, if JF or RFK Jr. was like prepared, he could have been like, well, let's talk about who's making money here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay. 1,024th Cherokee Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, dude.
Well, here's their quick exchange. Like, this is right after the question, and when RFK starts kind of firing back, where he's like, you're asking me, like, the whole, like, pseudonym thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're asking me not to sue pharmaceutical companies.
Yes, you are.
That's exactly what you're doing.
No, I am not. I'm asking,
I don't know which one's worse to listen
enriching
to.
Enriching yourself,
dude. I hate that it's that way because I know he's a smart man, but damn it, dude, that voice. There was times where the person was speaking, like the senator, or whoever it was speaking, and you could hear him like, like coughing and like choking. I was like, damn it, this is hard, dude. This is a hard fucking watch right now.
Yeah, like I was watching some clips when I was driving home, and I had to turn it off because I actually got a headache from listening to RFK Jr. I gotta be honest.
Sucks because he's smart, and like obviously it shouldn't be an issue, and it's not going to be an issue. But it makes it hard because you want to hear what he's saying, and I think he has some good points about, especially when it comes to this side of things.
He should have Elon make him a speaker box and just have an RFK AI voice.
That'd be nice.
Like overlap his voice so it's clear.
Yeah, he's like, chip me up.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be fucking easy as shit.
Yeah, dude. It'd be so weird.
That would actually be his real voice, though.
It'd be his voice, but AI could clean it up. So it'd be like real time, your voice fixed box.
Well, that would be dope. We could probably get that technology soon.
Dude, you could have that done by the end of the week.
I mean, look at fucking Fetterman, though. Like, he has that same thing where he has that box.
Fetterman's just retarded.
Yeah, but he has a box where it speaks and he has to read it off the thing. It's like, it's not perfect. You know what I'm saying? There's like a lag to it. You know what I mean?
What? I don't know what this box Fetterman has.
It's his phone. And so, like, it listens, but he has, like, an iPad, and he listens to what the interviewer is saying, and it breaks it down for him because he can't comprehend it as they're speaking. So he used it on Joe Rogan. He used it on Joe Rogan. Because he had the stroke.
How is this person in our fucking Congress right now?
Dude, did you hear the question about ticks causing Lyme disease, how it could have been like a biological weapon?
Yeah,
said that for a while.
Highly likely a biological weapon.
I just saved a clip, Chris, if you want to play it. It's only about 20 seconds.
These Democrats were so RSBN, though. They were so angry. They were so angry.
Is it the first one?
Yeah,
yeah, it's some, that guy. It's
from
that guy.
MJ Truth Ultra.
Move on. Did you say that Lyme disease is highly likely a materially engineered bioweapon? I made sure I put in the highly likely. Lyme disease is a highly likely militarily engineered bioweapon?
I probably did say that.
Our colleagues to hear it, Mr. Kennedy. I want them to hear it. You said yes. Did you say that exposure to pesticides move on.
Okay.
Hey, wait, do me a favor, dude. Will you YouTube something for me? Please YouTube the South Park principal.
Okay.
What are y'all doing? I want you to listen to, because that guy's voice is identical to the South Park principal, dude. It's identical. I was listening to it and I was like, who the fuck's voice is that? That is a voice that I know and I love. And it's the principal, right, dude.
Oh, that's going to tell you something. You got something up your sleeve, don't you, RFK Jr.? And it better not be a tick giving anybody Lyme disease up in here.
Jesus, so.
Dude, that's a. Oh, right down. Oh, damn it.
You guys got it?
Nah, it's not that big of a deal. Oh, they have a new principal now. It's not as funny.
Okay.
Oh,
really? Well, if you can't.
Yeah,
if you can't find it.
It's no big deal. It's all good. We're good.
Chris, please go to the bookmarks, because this is what everybody was talking about when I was looking this shit up. And when I started watching all these clips, I was like, no way. No way that the chairman was named Mr. Crapo. Look at this.
Yeah, dude.
Mr. Crapo. Look at him.
Greg,
what are you doing,
it's,
Crapo?
It's Mr. Crapo. Okay. Like, we got
it's Crapo.
Crapo.
Ah, Mr. Crapo. Could you please explain yourself, please?
I could not. I was like, I had to double take. I was like, no, C-R-A-P-O? Crapo?
Yeah, that's a terribly unlucky name to have, dude.
Yeah, especially like in public at a big hearing like this where you're going to have tons of video clips going viral with your name.
What's his first name, dude? Dick Crapo? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It might be, dude. It might be.
Slapo Crapo.
I mean, we got off the plane shit, but I mean, this was an interesting hearing, though. I mean, it was. They were like losing their mind. And it was weird because the crowd that was there was also like cheering and shit. You know, like, we love you. We love you, Kennedy. You know, like, listen, the guy's liked, man. I mean, whether you agree, I don't agree with everything he says, but they were like, it was absurd. It was really, really absurd of like how far they pushed it. And they do it every single time there's one of these hearings where they kind of use shit out of context and like, did you say? And then he's like, yes. And he's like, exactly. Point exactly. He's like, well, let me explain. Nope. We're running out of time. You know how many times I heard, like, we only have a few minutes here, sir. We only have a few minutes. I'm going to cut you off every single time.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in one of his things, he says, there's no such, he's talking about like kids and how they're all over drugged and all this shit now. And he says, this is a quote from him. There's no such thing as Republican children or Democratic children. These are our kids. 66% of them are damaged. All these Democrats are opposed to me for partisan issues. They used to be my friends, agreed with me on all environmental issues I've been working on for my whole career. Now they're against me because anything that President Trump does, any decision he makes, has to be lampooned.
Yep. It's true.
So he's been working on all this shit, and they've been right there with him, agreeing and supporting and all this shit for the last 20 years at least. And then now all of a sudden that he actually has a chance to get in and do something about it and make a difference. But because he's under the tent of Trump, they're going to fucking
stone him.
It's
the same thing with
Trump,
though. They love Trump when he wasn't president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think it's like they know that he's this close to being that much more powerful, where he could enforce some stuff against Big Pharma. And, you know, who knows, dude? Who knows what he could do? But I think it's more about, let's find the root of the disease and get down to the brass knuckles. I was just talking to Flex about this on Strange Sauna last night. Because you're coming out with all of these AI, mRNA jib-jabs, right? It's like, that's just another Band-Aid for, you know, what we need is a real solution to get rid of the cause of the cancer.
That's what he said.
And I'm hoping that this is what RFK Jr. kind of introduces, because he's really good at this stuff.
Yeah.
Not so much the foreign policy. Like, he's not so good on that end. I mean, he's okay about Ukraine, but not so much Israel. But like with the healthcare stuff, he knows his shit, and he's been around, and he's like stuck his neck out, right? Ruined kind of his reputation for being like this anti-vaxxer, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that,
you know,
that wasn't even a thing until COVID.
What do you mean?
The whole him being an anti-vaxxer, or anyone being anti-vaxxer, wasn't even a thing until fucking 2020.
No, he was definitely.
He
kind of
was. I mean, he's not anti-vaxxer. He even said it like numerous times. But and he's like said that throughout his thing, because he believes in the vaccines actually do work, like the way that they're scientifically developed to work when they were originally developed, like a weakened form of a virus inoculate it into your body. Your body attacks it because it's a weakened strain, right? Mm-hmm. And then you develop these antibodies, and then, yeah, you're cured of that. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. The way that shit's being done now is, like, completely robotic. It's almost, like, synthetic. You're trying to make your body develop this substance. And, you know, with mRNA, that shit's not supposed to last very long in your body. And that was the problem, like, one of the problems that was cited with the other, you know, miracle medicines is that this shit lasted a long time, and it was cranking out these proteins much longer than it needed to be. You know what I mean? Like, normal mRNA just, like, spits out the protein it needs, and then it dissolves and goes away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, with this, I don't know.
One thing that Kennedy did say, it's the same woman that I'm trying to remember her name, but she kind of grilled him about him being a rubber stamp for Trump, is what she kept saying. Like, are you just going to do whatever he says? You're just going to you're not going to care what your feelings are. You're going to do whatever Trump says. And he's like, listen, my job from Donald Trump is to come in here and make America healthy again, which he got a little cheer for, right? But what he said was exactly what you just said. He goes, all this stuff you're talking about, all these vaccines, medications, blah, 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 doesn't do anything unless we fix the real problem, which is our foods, which is the, right, you know, the health of our kids, exercise, all this other stuff, because all we're doing is just creating new products that's not going to fix any of the issues. We already have medication and we're unhealthy. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's not working. Dude. So if that's he's doing, that's what people want. That's what they want from him.
Well, and that's what we honestly need. And I think, Chris, to your point, like, people didn't really highlight, COVID highlighted all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it brought the attention. It almost demanded everybody do their own research on fucking medicine, dude. Like, hello, like, quit being unhealthy. And, like, he even brought it up. RFK Jr. brought this up in his hearing, like 3.8%, or it was like, there were, the majority of people who died from the disease of 2020 had 3.8 plus comorbidities.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. You were overweight. You drank too much. You smoked too much. You were on who knows how many, like anti-cholesterol drugs.
Yeah. You know all what I'm saying? While accompanying whatever sickness or disease you already had.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. Listen, there's too much money, and that's where it's going to be hung up. And I think he'll pass through. I think he has enough support. I think it'd be not a good look for Democrats. A lot of Democrats do like him. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, some don't now that he's working with Trump. But he's got support from both sides. And I think them not letting him pass is a huge mistake on their part. I think they'll get enough. I think they'll get enough for it.
I think he will. I mean, when he stood up and it was time to leave, like, the whole fucking place, like, cheered and clapped while he was leaving.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's a large part of his base showing up for his support, yes, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, well, yeah, you hear that.
You should, though. I mean, it's right, the people's fucking voice. They're representative of us. So, if you're there to, if you're going to support him, you should be there, or if you can.
Well, what Greg's saying is like the amount of applause doesn't really indicate how much support he has. It's just the people
amongst
that,
the people.
The people that showed up for him are going to support him.
Yes, but I mean, but
it's not like an even representation. There's people that don't like him. They don't like what he's saying, too. I think most of them are severely ill-informed and take his quotes out of context. I mean, you can watch his podcast. He's been on many. He's had some really great podcasts. He has plenty of books for him to talk about. And most of the stuff that they were criticizing him for was shit that was like a piece of a bigger conversation. And it wasn't fair to him to have those kind of things kind of represented, but that's the whole gotcha thing that they're trying to do.
Well, not only that, but it's like, he is one of those characters, like you guys were saying, they were all for him. They were having him on talk shows. They were introducing him to articles. They were having like, hey, you know, should we be looking at these like processed foods and the additives and all this stuff? And then after he gets attached to Trump, you have these articles coming out like, well, maybe these food additives aren't as bad as we thought.
Which is nuts.
You know,
yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, dude. Like, you couldn't make it even more obvious.
Yeah, and he talked about all the things that people were criticizing him. He said that, you know, his thing is not to take away food from people. He's like, if you want a Twinkie, you should be able to get a fucking Twinkie, but you should also understand fully what that Twinkie can do to you.
Yeah.
That's correct. Not that I want
and
people.
He even dissed on Trump. He's like, my boss eats a Big Mac and fucking Diet Coke.
Well, that's what he's saying. Yeah. He's like, my boss loves fucking McDonald's. But it's not a matter of like, I think people would naturally, once they find out the ingredients and what the cause is and what they can do to you, I think people would be more hesitant to eat those things, at least on a regular basis.
Well, that
right?
And just doing the fucking studies and research and being honest about the results of what all this stuff does to people over time anyway.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the research paper was all in that Black Hawk, dude. That's why it was.
You know what I'm saying? That's true. It could have been on that plane.
A little update from that, actually. The Joint Task Force National Capital Region says the Black Hawk was taking part in a training flight.
Oh, dude, yes.
Yeah.
They're having like a nuclear event, not in Washington, D.C., but like in New York City. Have you guys heard about this?
Like I did
a
hear nuclear. About that. Like they're doing whatever. like a test run of something bad was to happen, right?
Yeah. Let me see here.
But that, I don't know if that has anything to do with this.
Nah, probably not.
I mean, aren't all Black Hawk helicopters flying around the U.S. just on some kind of a training thing? I mean, like, what other reason are you just cruising around for? I feel like it's mostly training. Right.
Yeah, training or, like, transport.
Transporting, but something. I'd say it's probably a lot of training. You know what I mean? Some kind of...
Yeah, this was in New York. So this was saying between the 26th, like January 26th to the 31st, the FBI has announced a large-scale nuclear training exercise taking place. So... I don't know if that's necessarily.
I mean, they're saying that 60 people are dead. I mean, that's at least some of these reports here now that we're seeing. It's a lot of people, man. If it's even close to that, it's a lot of people, man.
Yeah, the plane was split in two.
Yeah. I would be very curious on, I don't know, who was on that plane. You know what I mean? Probably.
Well, who were the four people that were rescued? Because there was 60 passengers and four crew members on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who the four.
They're probably not going to release who the four are.
That's lucky as fuck is what that is, dude.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I mean, yeah. Talk about guilt and
getting
remorse.
Getting in a fucking head-on collision in the air with planes and then falling into ice water.
Yeah.
And you live, you're lucky as fuck.
Well, do you think those people survive?
I mean, if they pulled them out, if those are the only four they're like saying they pulled out, I'm assuming they are alive.
Well, no. Do you think that they're alive now, but they won't be alive within the next day or two?
I don't know.
Oh, who knows, dude?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you made it that far, you probably were in a pretty good position. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you were gravely injured in the flight, I doubt you would have got out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would have been in the water. You'd probably drown if you're broken up.
And like you were saying, Dave, like the water was fucking cold. The chief meteorologist, Doug Kammerer, said that at the time of the incident, temperatures of the water was 37 degrees Fahrenheit. 15 to 20 minutes within that water, you can get hypothermia, says.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were in there for a little while.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to even release or is even real. Like, who are they going to say is actually on there, you know? If it's really important, you think they're really going to share that? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, how do you even find that information out? Like flight 5342 American Airlines.
I don't know that you can find that. That's probably private information about who's on the phone. But I'm sure they will release it. I'm just not convinced that all the names that are on there are probably, you know, what's stopping them from making up names if it was something like really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it like something Wong?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Well, it was coming from Kansas, so
that's true. That, I mean, maybe.
I was.
I mean, not everybody. I know that lady. Remember, she was saying all the names. Dude, somebody like hacked into the thing.
Oh yeah.
Some Ting Wong, and they're like, "We're sorry that we made those racially insensitive."
How could you?
Oh yeah. God. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Mike Oxbig. Yeah.
Mike yeah. Talks big. That's a good one, dude.
Ding, ding, out. No, I don't
know. Dude, some other shit, though. I mean, there's some other shit. Do you see, remember the gal, the mayor, that's a bit controversial? Do you see her from Chicago?
Yeah.
The one that spent all the money and they were trying to get her out of the position of mayor. You remember that?
Oh, Lori. Was it Lightfoot or no?
No, not Lightfoot. She was...
Old Spread Eye?
She was a black woman.
Beetlejuice.
And she was spending all that money. And the people were like going to all the things and they were like, we're going to get you out of here. And she was not. No, you're not. I got tons of support. Well, they had a thing today. She was voted out and they had a meeting today in the township, whatever is what it's called. But... This activist was the last one to speak, and it was brutal what he said about her, dude. And ended up being a brawl, a full-on fucking full-scale brawl.
He started fighting her?
No, he said some shit. He was saying, like, just some crazy shit about, like, you know, this woman, she had to, you know, quit her job to go, you know, help her daughter who's getting married, something that you'll never be married, you know, that kind of, like, little digs. And at the end, he's like, goodbye, bitch. And then... her boyfriend came up, the mayor's boyfriend. There was a full-scale brawl that happened, and that people were jumping on tables. They were fucking headlocking. The cops showed up, and she was involved, dude. The mayor chick got into the fight, bro. Like this is some real ghetto shit.
You have a video of this?
No, there's video of it. Look it up. What's her name? I'm fucking blanking on her name, but look at like Chicago mayor. It's easy to find it, dude. I watched the guy speaking though is so good, dude. He's just ripping this chick up like a fucking yeah. It's right there. What's her name? Thornton Township. Tiffany Henyard. Remember that girl?
Oh,
Tiffany
yeah,
Henyard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude. So look at this guy. Play that video right there. Oh, there's the fight.
This one.
No, do the well. Sure.
Because I think on behalf of the Black Cookout Association that we would better take a vote and we're gonna exchange your black.
Stephanie.
Right here. You gone, bitch. Right here. So this guy comes up. Watch this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Now, here she comes. There she is. Boosh. Fucking old yellow hair, dude. Just fucking... I don't know if that was actually her.
They fucking fighting now.
The video that I saw was from a different angle, was much higher quality.
Live on WWE, always grabbing a chair.
Dude, that should be the next video in that collage. Did you not have the collage? Go to the next video.
Was it the higher quality one?
You want to talk about them not coming to work, but we've been hearing about what
like,
you've been doing while you've been
you can mute it.
Yeah, there she is right there. He was ripping her up, though, yeah.
Uh-oh, here we go. Oh, you want some?
Boosh.
Kablamo! I like the how the guy who was holding him apart, like, saying, don't fight, guys, throws the first punch.
You see that security, though? That security guy's like, god damn it, dude, I can't
he
fucking
ain't doing
stop
shit.
This.
He's like, I can't. The officer. Too many. There's too many!
He lost his gun, dude. You see him? He's.
Oh, shit, he did.
Yeah, it looked like he fucking was trying to find his gun.
I don't think that Tiffany Mayer was involved in this.
Yeah, she was. I saw the thing where she said that she was directly involved in the fight.
She was fighting?
Yeah, she jumped in the fight. That was her boyfriend. That was fucking swinging.
Oh, hey, shit. Okay.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's what I was reading. She she came up. What's it say right here? Hood booger.
Hood booger
mayor. Gets into a brawl. It says she gets into a brawl at a town hall meeting. Why is this ghetto trash running any American city?
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Like, she fucking went in, dude. I mean, I'll give her props. Like, she jumped in. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, at least, you know, that's, I guess.
Yeah.
There she is right there, man.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah.
Man, she went in swinging.
I know, dude. She really is.
Did she?
She did. Watch this shit.
What is a hood booger?
You see
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You see her right here. She's right here.
Yeah.
Coming a little closer. And then I'll play it. And she goes, she's fucking jumping and swinging.
I don't know if that's her, though. I think it is. This is a long video.
That looks like it looked like any booger I've ever seen.
Yeah, dude, that's a that's a yellow booger. But wow. they broke it up. The cop showed up, and the gentleman that was fighting, the one that came, I think it was her boyfriend, was just like, man, if I see any of you N words outside, you're all going down. Like, he was just fucking, he was going over it, you know. But this is like, it's ridiculous. It's like, who wants that? You know what I'm saying? Like, who wants like that? Like, we're gonna fist fight. Now, to be fair, the guy, if you watch the whole video, which I highly suggest you do, it was fucking quite nice, dude. He was definitely ripping on her bad. But everybody has been. This chick is corrupt as fuck. And that's on top of the whole, the secret room. You hear about that? The secret in Chicago?
No.
Yeah, dude. They have the...
I love secret rooms.
Yeah, dude. It's the gift room. Have you heard of this? Have you heard of this controversy? They this, have a
sexual.
Sounds like a Diddy party.
It kind of does, dude. And I got a Diddy thing for you too after this. So there's a room that has been alleged to have been in the state bill or in the city building, right where the mayor is, and Lori Lightfoot had it, and he has it now, whatever his name is. Well, it's supposedly where all the gifts from the city, people from the city, they give the gifts to the city. They're supposed to make a log, and they're supposed to like document all the items that come in and all the gifts and shit. And they haven't been keeping a log of it. And so there was a reporter, or not a reporter, I'm sorry. She was an auditor for the state who came into the building and asked to see the quote unquote like gift room. And he claimed that there was no gift room. She ended up finding out that there is a gift room on the fifth floor. They wouldn't let her in. They denied. They said that she had to, go through all these hoops to do it. She did that. They said that they still weren't going to show her. And then they finally release a small log, and there's like Gucci bags.
Well, you can't just walk into the gift room. You got to go through like weird seances, and there's certain ritualistic things that need to take place.
Yeah, you have to put your hair into a pot of boiling water.
You can't just walk into the gifting room.
But they did release some of it, apparently. But they still haven't been able to get in. But this room has Gucci bags. It has like Prada shit. It has high, like expensive pens, like really expensive pens, like all this shit. And they haven't labeled anything. So they're thinking that they're actually taking this money and using it. And that's just with her and also Lori Lightfoot and all the other stuff. Like Chicago's really fucking bad, dude. Like, it's real, real corrupt.
I feel like Chicago has been bad for a while, though.
It has been. But
people have known that.
The guy just straight up is like, I don't know anything. Decades. I've never heard of this gift room. I don't know what you're talking about. And he knows. He fucking knows, dude. You know,
that's nuts, dude.
It's
dumb. What do you know about the whole Diddy thing?
Dude, you see the video of... So they released that, supposedly. I haven't done a lot of digging. I found this right before we got here. But they were playing it on a podcast or a show where they released the jail phone call of Diddy. Did you see that?
And which one? Because there was one that came out a while ago.
The pizza boxes?
Yeah, that came out a while ago.
Was that a while ago?
Was like in the summer. Yeah.
Okay, so I missed all that. I totally saying did like, not.
What? He has to get rid of all the pizza boxes? And we don't know if that's real or not. Like, there was speculation that was AI, like it was generated.
I don't know. Is that not
it
real?
It is nuts.
And Jay? He talks about Jay in there?
Yeah. So essentially he's talking to somebody on the phone, and Diddy brings up, hey, you know those pizza boxes at the house? Yeah. You got to go back to the house and get rid of those.
Recycle,
get rid of all the pizza boxes.
Recycle all the plastic like we talked about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little fucking bizarre, dude. But and it's so also... like,
yeah, I didn't know if that was real. And that's why I was
well,
like...
Well, so this dude... I don't know who this guy is, but... what is that? Does this say who that guy is?
I don't know who that guy is.
So people are saying it's Vlad and Whack. It's like the Whack 100 show.
Okay.
And people are saying this isn't real. Some of them are saying it's not real, but I think it is.
Right. I'm just gonna beat the box thing.
Yeah. Why not? Play.
Do not entertain none of this nonsense and nothing over the phone. I'm going to need you to get rid of all the leftover pizza boxes.
The what?
All the boxes.
He's talking to Cole. He's dumb.
All the boxes.
Okay.
Make sure you recycle the plastic like we talked about.
Yeah.
Did Jay reach out yet?
Nah, Bob. He ghosting.
Yeah, watch.
What is this motherfucker doing? These things sweet.
You heard him?
Because I'm in here.
Jay-Z reach out.
You about to get out on bail.
No. Hey, yo, check this out. Need you to reach out to the producer. Let these motherfuckers know there's a release date for that new Netflix movie.
Aye, Pop. It's just...
See, like, this seems so bad, right? Like, well, the background, like, who's making all that background, like, noise? And it sounds like it's on a repeat, like, this background noise repeat sample.
Man, like, so you've never watched, like... You've never watched in 60 Days in Jail, obviously, Greg. That's okay, though.
No, I have, but oh, so you I'm know just that, saying, like, when I understand when there's the background phone. Noise, but it's all the same. It's the same clips if you listen to it.
I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who he is, but there are people seeing the comments. They're like, listen, man, if Vlad's using this, that is probably not fake. So I don't know if this dude's, like, somebody that's relatively important in the community. Well, I just fucking spilled that whole damn thing. On my phone, man.
Dude.
Like, I got that waterproof iPhone.
Don't ever give Dave a beer, Chris. What are you thinking?
Well, shit, man.
The fuck.
I know. I don't want.
On the remote.
I know, man.
Well, go get a towel. Man. Go get a towel.
We're busy.
Hurry.
We're busy, dude. We got shit to do.
It's fine.
Of course, anyway. It is. I think you party fouled.
I have.
On the first day. I don't want to fuck. This is like my first one in 2 years. I don't want to.
Yeah, I've definitely spilled a few beers in the studio before.
Yeah. On the green carpet that doesn't actually come up.
You guys need like just, oh, well, no, that won't work. You just need like a beer freaking station. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's a sign, dude.
We need to cut cup holders into the desk.
Let's see if we can. Does it say something here at the water? Maybe it's a sign from like God or something.
Oh, tilt your camera down. Let us see.
It's like a T. Maybe it's my name, Thomas.
I don't know.
A big old T.
That's kind of like
maybe it's the Marchong Lynch behind you.
Yeah, dude. I did put that up there. Are you grabbing one? Yeah. What a nice guy, dude. What a nice guy. Luckily, this shit's waterproof. Anyways, yeah, I don't know if that's actually real or not, but I thought it was interesting. If it was real, boy, talk about the conspiracy theorists that are just like, oh, the pizza, I told you the fuck.
Right. But see, like, that's why I don't know. I heard it, and I instantly was like, ooh, this is interesting. But then the more and more I listen to it, it's like you could kind of tell it sounds like AI, you know? An update from the plane crash. 19 bodies have been pulled from the plane crash.
Only 19.
Search and rescue continues, and apparently there was reports that, let's see here, that over the scanner, multiple victims are still in their seats under the water. Oops. And they won't be able to be pulled out until the morning.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, you got to think too, because they're down there trying to search for people, and it's pitch fucking black.
Talk about a time not to be seatbelted. Seriously, dude.
Fuck. You know what? Fuck seatbelts on a plane. I've always thought this. That is the dumbest thing. Those aren't going to help you.
They do help.
They're
well. So
how many people did just help?
Well, no. Listen.
Well, so last year, remember there was that moment of turbulence where someone wasn't wearing the seatbelt and just bam,
broke his neck, bro.
You know what? I'd rather one person out of a billion fly out of their seat and get hurt then have a whole plane go down and nobody can get out because they're all strapped in.
Well, see, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think in this situation with the water situation really makes it hard to say that you should
in
wear
any
a
situation, dude.
No, but because
with your
the
impact,
plane's going
you would go flying if you weren't
I know
strapped
you would be so dead just from like flying. Like that's such a high speed. Yeah, you would fly, dude. In that,
right?
You would fly. Those seats are gonna fucking just fold over. You're gonna fucking your body's gonna all the way down the fucking thing.
What are you talking about? Like if they just crashed,
it would be terrible not to be seatbelted.
You're dead either way.
No, the survival rate's not that bad, really, man.
No, dude.
Actually, I just read
the plane
that
goes
down
into
sit in the back
into the ground.
Well, it was split in half and exploded, so it had a big explosion in the middle of the plane and it split in half.
There's survivors, though.
Into the river.
Even the one that just happened not that long ago. Remember, where was that? It wasn't Israel, was it? Where was that plane crash, right? That they thought Russia shot it down?
Oh, yeah.
There were survivors on that.
Well, you know what? People survived skydiving and the parachute
just... Well, I'm just saying, they actually did a study, and if you sit... This is good. This is actually kind of funny. The people that are the poorest, generally, which would sit in the back of the plane, right? Because it's the cheaper
seat.
That's where I sit. That's where most people sit. They actually survive at a higher clip. So if you look at, like, historically, like, people that survive plane crashes are in the back of the plane. It's quite evident how many people
because
survive.
Because it's the last place to hit the ground?
It could be that. There's a number of things. But the first class, bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't making it. You're going to have a nice seat on the way down.
Well, there's consequences to your comfort.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Look that shit up, though. I actually looked it up. Because I'm not a fan of flying. I'm not a big fan of flying. Like, I don't hate it. I just, like, I do, like, before I get on the plane, I'm just like, man, what? I had some pretty terrible thoughts when I got on the plane to fly. I was just like, man, this might be the last time I fucking, you know.
I just feel like seatbelts on a plane are pointless.
I think there's a lot more good than bad. I think if the water thing is what's scary.
We have to have seatbelts on a plane, but there is no seatbelts on a school bus.
Well, it's just because they're not hundreds of feet in the air, thousands of feet.
Dude, I've caught some fucking air on a school bus.
Hundreds of feet.
You're not flying hundreds of feet without a seatbelt in a plane either.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like this was only, 300 feet up? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that like what we're saying though, Chris, is like if you have that drop in altitude, right? So you're up here and then you just drop. It's like being in an elevator, you know, like it's dropping. You're literally going to suck to the roof or the ceiling.
Well, right? You feel it though. You do. When you take off, you feel that like that shift. And if you're going the reverse where you like a sudden like the engines fail and you're starting to decline, like you're going to float up. You're going to float up in the air. And that would not be good. That wouldn't be good.
Right.
Like, I mean, to Chris's point, you're more than likely dead either way, to be fair.
Like, if you're suddenly falling enough to where everyone on the plane just fucking hits the fucking ceiling, shit's going awry, I feel like.
Yeah.
And, like, you probably don't want to have that seatbelt. You don't probably don't want to be strapped to that hunk of steel when it's going down.
Listen, I'm not gonna, my dad swears that if he wore a seatbelt in the crash that he got into, that he would have been dead. And I believe that. There's such situations where like the seatbelt not being on saves your life, right? Cause your body will contort into ways that like when it balls up on you, you're kind of more able to like fall into the crevices, if you will. But like, that's a rare situation. I do believe that seatbelts save more than they don't save in general. Now, plane, your odds are already slim.
Well, yeah.
I mean, slim. What is it, 10%? I don't even know
what
the
number is. Well, and then, like, maybe you could argue that the seatbelt, yeah, you're wearing it, but then your upper body is going to fling, whoosh, hit the front seat, knock your head, and maybe knock you out. And then you're just fucked anyway.
Yeah, especially
anyway,
the ones with the TVs on the, right there.
You know what I mean? So, like, either way, it's not going to be good. And so whoever got out of the car or the plane and survive, these four survivors, I'm very interested to see what they say, who they are. And I did see a comment, I think Richard asked, like, aren't the flight logs public information?
I don't know. I really don't know that.
I think the flight logs, as far as the plane is concerned, is, but I don't know if who has bought a ticket is. I don't know. Like, to be able to identify, like, oh, it's this plane on this flight. I can go on to the ticket purchasing thing and see who all bought a ticket. I don't think you can do that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
According to the data from the National Transportation Safety Board, the survival rate in a commercial plane crash is generally considered to be around 95%.
What?
Meaning that the vast majority of people involved in a plane crash survive. However, the actual survival rate can be vary greatly depending on how the specific circumstances of a crash.
But what are the odds of actually getting in a plane crash?
Very slim. Very slim. But there was something like in a devastating plane crash. Like, I was looking up, like, not just like a fucking, like, oh, the wheel fucking gave out on landing.
Yeah.
But like on a severe plane crash, it was something like, you know, the survival rate was like 10-15% in the front of the plane. And like, as it got towards the wings, it went up. And then as it got to the wings, it went up or went down a little bit. So, or up a little bit, where your survival was like 20. And at the back was like 34%, 35%.
I have an idea. It could probably save millions of lives.
Mm.
Probably not millions, because obviously there's not that many people that
have plane
crash, but they should make an ejection system.
Oh boy. We're going to go.
Oh there. Yeah, dude.
That's why he doesn't want seatbelts, dude.
Make an ejection system on all.
Wait, injection or ejection?
Ejection.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about vaccines, dude.
So well, I mean, you can't.
We were talking about a dildo.
You could do an injection. I mean,
that's
it
insertion.
Might make a flight funner.
Insertion mechanism, dude.
There you go. An injection by erection.
Make an ejection system.
Oh,
where if there's trouble and the plane is non-recoverable, the pilot can make a decision where he hits the ejection button and the top of the plane flies off just like you were ejecting, and every seat in that plane ejects out like out of a fucking thing, and they all have their own fucking air tanks in each seat with a parachute.
Mm.
It's just like, oh, plane's going down. We got to save these people. Eject.
Oh, look at you, Chris.
Roof comes shit off. Over. Fucking, and then all the seats go.
See, they don't care about people that much, though, Chris. I mean, that would cost so much money.
Would it cost a lot
for each plane?
I don't think that would cost a lot of money.
It costs a lot of money.
Yes, it would for every plane that they
have. Listen, you ever look on? You look on a plane, right? You look around. You're like, there's a lot of dumb people. There's a lot of dumb people, and they'd fly up in the air, and they'd just be so lost and confused. They probably just die.
They don't have to do shit.
I feel like they
just float down in their parachute.
But then, majestic. Yeah, that's true, dude.
Majestically back to the ground.
You see bodies just. Flying fucking parachutes coming out. I don't know. Maybe that's more dangerous. I don't know.
How is that more dangerous than being strapped into the plane while it's heading straight into the ground?
I don't know, man. I'm curious, like, why they don't have, like, the bottom of the plane, like, has a second layer that, like, comes out, like, hydraulically, you know, so it gives some, like, some depth to the actual
like
hull.
Like, it gives it crash like suspension?
Like a sled. Mm. So when you crash, it like hits the sled and then doesn't tear the plane up right away. Mm. I bet you the survival rate would be significantly higher.
Well, do you guys think that there was anybody significant on this airplane
who
crashed?
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas, bro? I don't know, man. Maybe like a senator or some kind of fucking, you know.
Well, I mean, anybody could just visit Kansas. Doesn't mean you're from there.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's been reports that the Black Hawk helicopter was on a training exercise
because
it was in the dark, dude. It was flying dark. People are like, there was no lights on this thing.
Well,
maybe one light.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked like there was a light in the video.
Right.
No.
But it was very just like, there's no way that the plane saw this happen. There was another video of the radar where you saw the radar of these two objects is getting closer and closer, and it pinged an alert because I guess like when you get so close together, if you have two of these aerial objects flying and you have them on your radar and they get within a certain vicinity, you'll get a radar alert. And they got this radar alert and they were looking and they're like, oh my god, look, oh, what, no. And then the two objects just sat in the same spot.
Crashed, right? Dude, I like how unexcited you're like, what, oh no, oh shit.
Right. What? oh geez, oh no, dang it, oh gosh.
The guy at the airport is just like, damn it, does this mean I gotta work overtime? Like, fuck, dude, I'm just getting ready to get off work. Fucking 9 o'clock, god damn it, plane.
Yeah, it's like the grape lady, you know, when the grape lady fell off the platform.
That's
so good.
That's one of the greatest.
And then it goes back to the anchors, and she's just like, ooh, ouch, ooh, oh boy, hopefully, ooh, dude, that looked like a stinger.
That was one of the best gurgling fucking.
Yeah, that's what we need on a freaking soundboard.
Oh,
dude.
My god, dude. That is. Have you seen that? You've seen that, right?
The grape lady?
Probably,
dude. That is.
I don't know.
She's stomping grapes, and then she gets like all fucking cocky, and she starts going fast with her feet, and she fucking falls out of the grape bin thing. Like head first.
I have not seen
that. Dude, put it up right now.
I bookmarked it.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. This is such an amazing fucking, and it's old, dude. What's funny is like,
this was one of the first viral clips that honestly, like, I've ever seen. It was,
I like how she's elevated just enough. Like, why do they have it on a platform, by the way? Why is this on a platform? High. It's like 3-4 feet off the ground, probably.
Right.
How old is this? This is
this is
so
like
pixelated.
98, bro, something. This is, watch this shit though. This lady gets so cocky. It's a lot of fun, a whole day. Oh. Right here.
But watch the news anchors, dude. Look.
Oh no!
That's a hard fall. Oh no! I think she's actually hurt. No shit.
Oh dude,
the lady's just like, ouch.
Yeah, ouch. Yeah, that's not good.
So good.
Like, man, like how? I wonder if she just got the wind knocked out of her. That's why she's.
Oh, for sure, dude. Oh, for sure, dude. She's listen.
Dude, getting the wind knocked out of you sucks.
She's not young.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's not that young looking.
What do you mean?
Know what I mean? That woman that fell.
I can't tell.
She's like an older woman. I mean, she.
I know. It's so picky.
I can't tell. So, like, Could be Danielson, 15, could be 50. I don't know.
Danielson just posted something in Telegram, so I'm just going to read this, okay? This is an update on the Blackhawk.
Well, okay.
And Blackhawks, so, I mean, source debatable.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's is this from Thor's Hammer of Patriotism?
This is, you guys want to know who this is from? You want to know the tag handle?
Yeah, I'd love to see the tag.
Critical Rice Theory, right?
Boy. Okay.
Who the fuck knows what the hell that is? But apparently they know some shit about Blackhawks.
I give you update on new helicopter information.
Oh, man, that's so racist, man.
Yeah, you are such a
the Yakisoba News.
Yeah, what are you doing? That's like Mark Chong Lynch right there.
Mark Chong, dude. That's good, though. That's clever.
What was the name?
That was good, dude.
The name had rice in it. Come on.
Well, so apparently Blackhawks have all of the following in common, all right? Mm-hmm. Number one, terrain awareness and warning systems, TAWS.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some military helicopters, including Blackhawks, can be equipped with TAWS, which helps pilots avoid flying into terrain, particularly in low visibility conditions. You know, you're thinking like Kobe, fog. Enhanced vision. So this is number two, enhanced vision systems, EVS. This is the infrared or other imaging technology that helps improve the pilot's vision during night flights or in poor visibility, which can help in avoiding obstacles.
Okay.
Number three. Now this has to do with our situation here. Obstacle detection and warning systems, ODWS. These can help detect and warn of obstacles in the helicopter's flight path, especially in hover or low altitude situations. So we can debate, maybe this was out of the range of that detection warning system. And then number four, radar. Some variants of the Blackhawk are equipped with radar systems that can help with navigation and obstacle detection, although these are typically for weather avoidance and navigation rather than anti-collision. So
read the first part one more time.
The terrain awareness and warning systems?
Yeah, just that whole first section that you read. What did that say again?
So this is saying some military helicopters, including Blackhawks, okay, I'm just going to call them Blackhawks, can be equipped with TAWS, terrain awareness warning systems,
okay,
so which helps pilots avoid flying into terrain. Right.
But here's the thing, though. When you first started, you're like, all Blackhawks have this in common.
Right.
Some Blackhawk or some planes, including Blackhawks, can carry. So it's like, no, they obviously don't all have this in common, right? Like,
right.
Okay, so I'm just saying, like, again, like, this is kind of like that whole, like, it works 100% of the time, 70%,
well,
you know what I mean? Like,
it said some military helicopters, including Blackhawks.
Yeah, but what was the first thing?
Can be equipped with
exactly,
TAW.
But what did the guy say? Didn't he say something in the top?
Yeah, he said, Blackhawks have all the following in common.
So I'm just saying, like, what are you doing here, man? Like, come on.
Blackhawks, Blackhawks, Black Hats.
Blackhawks have all the following in common.
Blacks all have this in common. Radar detection.
I'm a Kennedy. I'm going to save your life, Blackhawks. Swear me in, and
listen,
I'll save your life.
I'm not being mean, but, like, every, like, kooky conspiracy theorist is coming out right now. And this is what happens every time there's an event like this, and you're going to hear a whole bunch of really dumb, some interesting, and some really dumb shit. And, like, it's just, like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who any of these people are. Like, they have these crazy names, like, you know, the fucking savior of God or something like that. And it's, like, I'm just making that up. I just threw it off in the top. But it's, like, do you know that this was an intentional situation? It's like, no, you don't know that. Shut up. You don't know that. Right. Okay. So, like, let's ease off. Don't say that all Blackhawks have it and then send over the form that says some aircraft, including Blackhawk, do have a system that blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Of course. This is a training video. Is this even like a real Blackhawk, right? Like, because there's levels, right? Is this like a war Blackhawk? Like, this thing's ready for battle? Or is this like a training Blackhawk that doesn't have all the cool fucking bells and whistles? We don't know, dude. That's all I'm saying. We don't know.
Well, yeah. What was the guy's name?
I'm surprised,
name?
Like, pigmentation wasn't on the list there. You know, like a little. John. No, I'm kidding.
Some Blackhawks all have ejectors.
Right.
That shoot
through. There's
right
a freckle on every left side.
You can't eject in a helicopter.
Why not, dude?
You go right into the blades.
Hey, man. It stops the blade momentarily for you to make it through.
Okay.
You know what I'm
couldn't
saying?
You eject down, though?
Ooh.
Like, poof, and then, like, come off to the side.
Maybe.
And
you could, like, eject sideways even, maybe.
Yeah.
Boy, that'd be a rush, dude, going down.
Right.
Fuck. God forbid you're like close to the ground. And you're just like,
you're 200 feet off the ground.
Yeah, that wouldn't
pile
work.
Pile drive into the
We torpedoed Mr. Bill to the ground, thinking that it was safer. Sorry about that, Bill.
Well, it works in cartoons.
His spine went through his head. No problem. Yeah, right. Listen, man.
If he would have just stayed buckled in the helicopter, he'd have survived.
I feel like there's too much. There's too much info too soon. And so, like, obviously, there's going to be the flood of stuff coming in. Listen, at the end of the day, like, there may be important people on this plane. That could be a conversation that we have over the next couple of days when they actually maybe release it all. And then we can dive into, like, ooh, why was this guy on there? Like, he runs. Because you know what's going to I can call it right now. There's going to be videos. They're going to release some names, probably not even real, but I'm sure they'll release some names. You're going to see people are saying, like, Dr. John Levitz was on this plane, and he had the cure for cancer.
A whistleblower on his way to Congress.
There you go. And then we're going to get all this information about, like, who this person was and what bank account he did and who he donated money to and how he was against Trump or he was for Trump. And, and it's like, we don't know that to be real, you know?
Yeah. American Airlines CEO Robert Isom has released a statement about the crash. He came out with like a 2.5-minute video. I don't want to listen to it.
No.
But it's just him talking to a camera, kind of talking about his planes.
Yeah. I mean, the tragedy of it is of those 60 people, regardless of who was on there, if there was somebody famous or not famous on there, the reality is it clearly seems that a lot of people died. And so tonight, there's a lot of families that lost loved ones and shit in a really horrific way. And because here's the thing. Think about this, man. Think if this was your family member. Okay? You know that your husband took off from fucking Wichita, Kansas. Mm. And this is his plane. And they call you and they say, your husband was involved in a plane crash. We're searching for the plane. We have people still trapped in. We're not going to be able to get out till tomorrow. You have to sleep all fucking night knowing that your loved one is underwater.
You're not sleeping.
Strapped into a plane that they're not even fucking going to get to. You know what I'm saying? Like, sorry, dude, it's too late. They're gone. You know what I mean? But we're not going to be able to recover any bodies until maybe tomorrow.
Well, at this point, none of them are alive under that cold water.
No.
Anyway.
Fuck no, dude. No. And so it's a horrendous thing, man. Like, that's a horrendous fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm joking aside, because we obviously are going to joke and have fun. But I'm saying it is sad. It is really sad. And until like other shit comes out to where we kind of figure out if this was, maybe this was set up, maybe this was like on purpose, who knows? I mean, that's always possible, but until we get to that point of like knowing more, like at the end of the day, there's some people that are really bummed out tonight, dude, like really fucking upset, really sad. And, I wish that they could get these people out quicker just for the sake of what it is, you know?
Well, and then, I know that the names of the three soldiers will probably be revealed soon. Sure. And Donald Trump's going to have some sort of tribute. He's going to use this as like a political prop, right?
Well,
people expect him to do that.
It's a normal thing. I mean, it's not just a Trump thing. It's a normal. They're going to.
Even with those, they still notify families before they release any names.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, which is why I'm not going to believe much for the next day or so, or at least a couple of days, I would imagine. But listen, it's sad. It's crazy. That's some crazy shit. You don't see that every day, right? We've seen
crazy
military
shit,
crashes, but not a plane in a crash.
In a year filled with crazy shit so far, it's some crazy shit.
Yeah, dude. It is pretty wild. The DC, it's cursed. That's my take.
Well, let's keep an eye on it, everybody. I know that this was like something that's just happened, so...
Do you think RFK makes it through?
I think so.
Yeah, Greg.
It's the golden age. He has to.
So saying,
Cash Patel's hearing is tomorrow, right?
Yep.
That one's gonna be interesting. I think
that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah,
that one's gonna be a real fireworks show.
We'll see. We'll see.
I love the WWE, dude.
I wish you'd come out and say, just so you know, Elizabeth, I am a real Indian. Just joking.
Talk to him.
All right, folks. Happy Wednesday to you all. We will be here Friday. I don't know if I'm here Friday, unfortunately. I got to work late. But we have Friday. We have a Zoom party. So if you're not part of the Patreon, please join Patreon and come hang out with us on this Zoom party. It's going to be a blast.
Booyah.
Cheers, everybody. Thank you for the support. Later.
Cheers.
Oh, I don't know why I did this.